Hello, I'm State Senator Rich Funke, and I've made an important decision that I want to share with you today.
Funke, in a video, announced that 2020 will be his last year in the legislature. Funke joins other Republican senators from Western New York, the Capital Region and Hudson Valley, and the North Country, who are either not seeking re-election or are running for a congressional seat. Many of their districts are increasingly blue, and they might have faced a tough race.
So I will end my time in elected office next year on my own terms.
The Senate was led by Republicans for most of the past century, until the 2018 elections gave Democrats a decisive 40-seat majority out of 63 posts. Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan, speaking at the state capitol earlier this month, says he expected even more GOP senators to exit after next year. And he says announcements are coming now because the political season begins even earlier next year. For the first time, primaries of state elected offices will be held in June instead of September.
'Tis the season, whether it's happy holidays or the electoral season, you all know we're in a jump-started position because of the political calendar.
Flanagan says he intends to field credible candidates to hold the Republican seats. The Democratic leader of the Senate, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, has said she expects Democrats to pick up at least three more seats in 2020. That would give Democrats a veto-proof majority of 43 senators. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.